Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence. Selah.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom. Yes, friend enemies out there. Men don't like them. Don't be like them. Here, Job, come on, check this out.
Come in, don't like them.
Keep it up for people, bro.
Come in, don't like them. Come in, don't like them.
And I should know.
Come in, don't like them. Me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in, don't like them. Me no like them. Come in, don't like Babylon. Me no like them. Come in, don't like them. Me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in, don't like them. Me no like them. Babylon system, me no like them.
Them bad mind, we got mine. All them state up, them no want seek, search and find. Haters want take what is mine. Babylon no serve no good purpose to mankind. Stepping up in life and not want to shine. Made them turn in the line, cause I one at a time. Judge are gonna show them a sign. While them a try to stop good, them a go get left behind. Life is good, everything fine. The bad mind business and the thing we no join. High school for the rhythm and lyrically designed. Job come and come sing the punchline critically.
Come in, no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in, no like them, me no like them. Come in, no like Babylon, me no like them. Come in, no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in, no like them, me no like them. Babylon system, me no like them.
A Babylon, you have to move to Kazakh, a new year's a deal, better than the other. A mechila, a machila, a machila, a morila, a lila, a mechila, a nasa, a mechila, a tamani, a tamul, a shiloh, a pesa, a puta, a merubila, a mechila, a morila, a mechila, a mechila, a mechila, a flala, a tea, a shaker, a shaker, a mechila, a shiloh, a mechila, a tamani, a mechila, a bombokla, a shijaka, a mai, a mechila, a chiki, a da kofira, a tamani, a tamani, a tamani, a
come in, no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in, no like them, me no like them. Come in, no like Babylon, me no like them. Come in, no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in, no like them, me no like them. Babylon system, me no like them.
Possible on the mic, I'm like the illa for realer. So all the step up to the mic, it's to be dropping the lyrics. Cause all my people will be hating the most. Cause the dusty Babylon taking food to their mouth. They think it's some joke, keeping them poor people broker. Apollo Creed and Jap Car, both to let them know. Hit them with the buff flow, cause he represent the people. We equal, reject the evil, and hit them with the lyrical knees. I'm like an evil, cause we global like Mickey D's. Coming from the Middle East to the West Indies. And we bringing peace, so you bad mind people just cease. I stop the harm, like Jap Car, say shalom.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth,
O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yeah, me now, fireball the whole of the
let you down, down, down. Them let you down, down, down. Them let you down, down, down. Down, 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 down. They let you down, down, down. Them let you down, down, down. Them let you down, down, down. Down, 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 down. We were friends, we were friends. Real good friends, real good friends. We were friends, we were friends. And I remember when we were good friends. Real good.
Yeah, man.
Hey Jacob, I'm having a choice to chase the dungeon. Happy, 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 happy.
God to whom vengeance belongeth. O God to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉን ሁሉ ይቅር እንደምንል ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘላለሙ አሜን እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወል ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን
And every day the same prayer I say, and I'm saying it to one. when I'm coming in, please watch over I. Protect my family when I no localize. When chatting through these streets, keep my focus right, no oversight. A buckle feel it's life is so much light. But with you as my guide and shield, any pain I man feel, time will heal, yeah. It's a joy to know it's sign and seal. Confident in the victory, anytime it's sitting at the tragedy in the streets today. Please, God, you'll never leave my side. And every day the same prayer I say, and I'm saying it one more time. When I'm chatting in the streets, I pray, God, you'll never, never leave my side.
مزمور حت لم نتسيا لم نتسيا لم نتسيا لم نتسيا على هجتيد مزمور لدافيد 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 لدافيد.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
Yeah, yeah, the glory, glory, glory that we yell. I let us see I am a cut and Emmanuel. If you don't love my people and me culture, go to hell. Anyway, me I go sing it and I ring it like a bell. Glory, glory, glory that we yell. I shall see I am Marcus and Emmanuel. If you don't love my people and me culture, go to hell. Anyway, me I go sing it and I ring it like a bell. Every knee shall bow and tongue confess. I shall see how the mighty first he guide we in a righteousness. Some other man will tell you any case. Every knee shall bow and tongue confess. I shall see how the mighty first he guide we in a righteousness. Some other man will tell you any case. This year the king, the prophet, and the higher priest. There is no better way for me to trample the beast. Me celebrate a Jah victory and Mussolini the great. The power of Selassie I has no limit. Children, be ready for the emperor. Selassie is the conqueror. The people protector, he's our savior. Emperor, Selassie is the conqueror, the people protector, he's our savior.
Now I'm hailing, hailing, the first one I'm gonna fail him. Get a youth, hail him, hail him. When I be hail him, and the world them couldn't hail him. When me say be hail him, say be hail him. Marcus Garvey get the vision and them jail him. When me say be hail him, say be hail him. No one can see the black star line as I'm sailing.
Your Majesty,
ruler of a Zion and earth. Again, Jah bless me with the glories and the power, so the whole world will see me. You're one and you're one, but for me, that just hear me. Bless up Jakana and the youth, them from Guinea. I yell up Mandela, I'm winning. Tell the youth, them want to the black, I'ma tell them not to see me. Righteousness, them your people now go see me. We don't come out just to lose, with glory we have to win it. I yell his majesty, man, well, yeah, yeah, man.
The whole place is doomed
for this double course sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Yeah, Shema Yisrael, Here, Gevir, here for the Shalishi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat Matot. Here, picking up the fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book, called Numbers chapter 31. Here, Shema Yisrael Gevir, here, Numbers chapter 31, verse 13, for the Shalishi Aliyah. For the third reading, the third aliyah, the third offering, here. Vayetzu Moshe with Elazar HaKohen v'kol nesi'ei ha'edah likaratam el miyachutz la machene, and Moses and Eleazar HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, and all the princes of the congregation, we call Nisi'ei HaEdah, went forth to meet them without the camp. Likratam ela miyachut Lamachane. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, which came from the battle, from the backup. And Moshe said to them, Have y'all saved all the womb men alive? Behold, these caused the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Yahweh in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation, the aggregation of the Yahweh. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known man by lying. thing sexually with him. But all the woman children that have not known a man by laying sexually with him, keep alive for yourselves. And do y'all abide without the camp 7 days. Whosoever hath killed any person, and whosoever hath touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the third day and on the seventh day. And purify all your raiment and all that is made of skins and all work of goat's hair and all things and all things made of wood. And Eleazar HaKohen, Eleazar the priest, said to the men of war which went to the battle, this is the ordinance of the law HaTorah which the Yahweh commanded Moses. Only the gold and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may abide the fire, ye, y'all, shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water of separation. And all that abideth not the fire, ye, y'all, shall make go through the water. And ye, y'all, shall wash your clothes on the seventh day, and ye, y'all, shall be clean. And afterward, ye, y'all, shall come into the camp. And Shema, hear, give ear, Shema Israel, hear, for the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering of Anaphora for this Shabbat Matot, here, Numbers, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 31, here at verse 25, for the Rabbi'i Aliyah. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, sa et harosha malakoach hashbi ba'adam uwa babheima ata we el azar hakohen we rashe avot ha'edah. Hear, Shema, give ear, the fourth Rabbi'i Aliyah. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of man and of beast, of man and of beast, thou, I, Ata, with El Azar HaKohen, the I and Eleazar, the priest, and the chief fathers of the congregation of the aggregation, and divide the prey into two parts, between them that took the war upon them, who went out to the battle, and between all the congregation of the aggregation, and levy a tribute, Layahuwah, to Jehovah of the men of war, which went out to battle, one soul of 500, both of the persons and of the beeves and of the asses and of the sheep. Take it of their half and give it to Eleazar HaKohen, Eleazar the priest, the Kohen, for, and heave offering Layahuwah of Jehovah and of the Bnei Yisrael's half. Thou shalt take one portion of 50 of the persons and of the bees, of the asses and of the flocks and of all men of beasts, and give them to Halloween, the Levites, which keep the charge of the tabernacle, Layahuwah, of Jehovah. And Moshe And Eleazar HaKohen did as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And the booty, being the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught, was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 sheep, and 312,000 beeves, and 61,000 asses, and 32,000 persons in all of women that had not known man by lying with him, by laying sexually with him, and the half, which was the portion of them that went out to war, was in number 300,007 and 30,500 sheep. And the Yahweh's tribute of the sheep was 603,015. And the bees were 36,000, of which the Yahweh's tribute was 612. And the asses were 30,500, of which the Yahweh's tribute was 601. And the persons were 16,000, of which the Yahweh's tribute was 32 persons. And Moshe gave the tribute, which was the Yahweh's heave offering, to Eleazar HaKohen, as the Yahweh commanded Moses. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
Healing King Selassie I, for I know he's the guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop healing King Selassie I. Healing I, Father for all above and tonight. Yeah. Every day Babylonians with their masquerade and parade, drop out, and I'll be told them, I tell them, can't get me up the road, me road. Oh, I could I never ever stop healing King Selassie I. Oh, I know he's a guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop healing King Selassie I. Parade,
living like circus clowns behind their masks, so afraid.
But if I every day the bucket go out, well the bottom must drop out, drop out. And all the girls them a tell them can't get me off me road, yeah. Oh, I could I never ever stop yelling things to last the eye.
Oh,
So that I stay.
Double course. Keyword, the keyword here for this 42nd sabbatical study, Shavat Matot. What does the word, the Hebrew word Matot, mean? The word Matot, it means tribes. Now, Matot, in the sense of Matot, Matot, it's the plural of the word, the plural, like the plural, not the singular, but the plural of the word for staff. The singular of the word Matot is Mateh, Mateh, or some might enunciate it as mate, 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 staff, mate would be like the staff of, you know, who, mate, who, you know, but mate, mate, matot, tribes. So the word matot is tribes here from the word mate, mate, the tribal staff. Second question here for Shabbat matot, the first of the double portion. To whom did Moshe give the laws of vows, the laws, or the Torot, the direction instruction, Torah, direction instruction of the Nedarim, of the Nedarim, to whom? Well, according to the narrative here in Bamidbar, Moshe, he gave the Torot, or the direction instructions of the Nedarim, of the vows, to the Nasim, to the leaders of the Matot, of the tribes, according to Numbers chapter 30, verse 1. Now, according to the Mishnah, now the Mishnah, people might say, some might say, oh, that's not, well, actually, if you read the Hebrew, you find that the next book coming up, Devarim, a.k.a. Deuteronomy, one of the other names for the book based on the name in the book is the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah HaTorah, which means the repetition, so it has a sense of study, like going over it again, repeating, going over. So according to the Mishnah, this was the procedure with all the Torot, with all the direction instructions. So we have the Torah as one compendium direction instruction, but there are various direction instructions that Moshe taught. First, he would teach them to Aharon, to Aaron, and then to the Roshei of the Matot, to the heads, the Rasses of the tribes. And then he would instruct Ha'am. So Moshe's procedure, as we can even learn here from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 34, verses 31 to 32, Moshe would first teach them to Aharon, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, we could say the Hebrew Christ, right, in the church in the wilderness, right, and the heads, the Roshei, the heads of the tribes. And then he would instruct Ha'am, the rank and file, the people, people. Question three, what is the difference between a vow and an oath? Good question. What is the difference between a vow and an oath? Sometimes we confuse ourselves. And, you know, we have the King James Version and stuff like that. You know, and it's a good stepping stone, as we repeatedly say. It's a good stepping stone, but we have to make sure that's not a stumbling block, right? So sometimes we might read something, we have to check out whether, you know, that's really a correct translation. So sometimes things get confused one for the other, like spirit gets confused for soul, and soul gets confused for spirit. But what's clear is that the original writers or authors, right, of this understood there to be a fine difference, right? So what is the difference between a vow and an oath? Well, the word for vow, neder, neder in the Hebrew, basic neder, right? Nadar is the verb. Neder is the noun. Neder is a promise, right? A yea, an amen, a promise, a yea, yea, you know, to do something, a yea, yea, or it could be a nay, nay, right? To refrain from doing something. So a neder, right? Word, sound, power. A word is bond. It's a votive, a word, right? Votive, vow, to express word. A promise or a yay yay to do something, or it could be a nay nay from doing something. Recall the words of Robenu, make your yay yay, you vow a vow, pay pay, right? Whereas an oath, right, or a sheba, right, a sheba or sheba, sheva, some say sheva, right, a sheba is a sworn testimony. So what's called an oath, or some will say the Sheba, the Sheva, is a sworn testimony that something is true, right, Emet, or is Chazab, Chazab, right? It's Cosby, it's Kazab, it's false. So see, here's a key difference, right? Because some say, well, you know, like an oath is this or oath is that. So as we study the words here Hebraically, we find that the neder, once again, the neder, which is a vow, translated as a vow, is a promise in the sense of a yay yay or a nay nay. A yay yay to do something or a nay nay to refrain from doing something. While a sheva, right, the sheva, right, is a sworn testimony, an oath. In fact, when we start to look at the words, we see that sheva, also we have the sheba, like the word for seven, sheba, right, the word for seven. It's basically to seven yourself. As you get into the Hebrew, you know, studies, we find that the word sheba is from the same word for seven. So it meant to seven oneself. Almost like the idea is almost to bound oneself seven by sevens. You know, there's seven seals in man, you know, so it's that's why it says don't swear falsely, right? So because it's a sworn testimony, right? A sworn testimony that something is true or false. So the Torah, the direction instructions of the Nedarim, of the vows, they concern promises made la Yahuwah to Yahweh, to he who be who he be. This is the key difference. Because some of us might think when we read through the vows and we say, oh, look at that, a man, you know, if he's a father, he can disannul his daughter's vows. Like if she says she's going to do something, he can make it like she ain't going to do that. Or a husband, he can disavow when he hear of it, his eshet, his orset, his isha's vows. But here's the thing. I get what you're saying, sisters, and those who are inclined nowadays to latter-day Gentile feminism, you know, because the Torah, in a sense, was very liberating for women of the time. I know ones will try to make you believe it wasn't, but let's just show this as one example, and we'll pick up with the next one. Who could disannul a man's vow? Jesus? You know, no. Who could disannul a man's vow? The emphasis, of course, right here is on the vow of a daughter, right, in her father's house. Because the context is that she vowed, right, to do something, right, in the name of Yahweh, name of Jehovah. That means that it's like one going forward to the tabernacle and before the God, right, and swearing to do something, right? Numbers chapter 30, verse 2, right? A vow or an oath is considered a bond. It's binding. It's a binding obligation upon the soul. See, I think people don't understand how significant this is. You know, sometimes they say that, well, you know, when they ask about, well, how come a woman on childbirth has to give an offering sometime after, like, after childbirth? You know what I mean? Even Mary, the mother of Yeshua, Rovenu, did so. Right. Well, it is said that, you know, in that state, though, it can be a very blessed event to bring forth a new life into the world. But, you know, going through the suffering and the pain, a lot of things are said, you know, from a point of view of a woman, right, which could be feelings and emotions. Now, we're not putting this down, not we men who know, because we know that the soul, right, and woman have a lot in common, right? It's both of a feminine, energetic state. So a vow is upon the soul, is upon the psyche. It's on she. And we're not saying just she like a woman, a wife, or a daughter, but even a man has a soul, right? And that soul is she. But a vow is a binding obligation upon the soul. That's why the word used in the Hebrew is Esar. Esar, Yisar, Osar, Yisar, 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 like Yisar, yes sir, yes sir, which is more the correct way that Osar would have been said back then, but, you know, leave people to their own conclusions. But we have here Esar al Nafsho, Esar. What is Esar? Esar is binding all up on, upon Nafsho, upon his soul. So even when it's binding upon his soul, it's binding upon that aspect that according to the Hebrew science is feminine, right? The soul is feminine, right? According to the principle, Afro-Shemitically, according to linguistics, the language. So right here, we have the direction instruction of the vow concerned promises. Promises, yay, yay, to do something, right, vis-a-vis Hashem in the name Yahuwah, according to Numbers chapter 30, verse 2, right? And a vow or an oath, both of them, right? So if someone testifies and gives false testimony, that's like, you know, you hear people say, on God, yo, on God, on my mother. No, that's on your soul. That's on her. That's on your soul, on your psyche, right? And how can we say, she's very precious, right? Because if you don't have a soul, well, I don't know about you. Anyway, question number four. If someone makes a vow, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, what is required of him or her? Right? If, note this right here. Hannah in the scriptures, right? Hannah, the mother of Shemuel, Samuel. She made a vow, right? She had vowed for her son to be set apart, some say to be a Nazarite. So Shemuel, Samuel the prophet, did he have locks? I would say he had locks. You could call them dreadlocks, but he had locks because his mother had made that particular, you know, that particular vow. So we see where a man or a woman could vow and did vow. But if a man vowed, there was nobody to take away the consequence. He had to pay it. There was nobody who would disannul it. You know, because sometimes we could say some things emotionally, but a man would have to have a better check of his emotion. Why? Because the principle, to whom more is given, more is required. So if someone makes a vow to Jehovah, to Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, what is required of him or her? When someone makes a vow to Jehovah, he or she is bound. Remember, a vow is a Esar, right? Asar. Asar means bound. He's the one bound. Anyway, we'll get into that another time. Esar is binding all upon Nafsho, right? So he is bound, he or she is bound to fulfill the words of your mouth. That is, he or she must keep his word. You know how we used to say, word is bond, right? Word is bond. But there was a second part of that. Some people might not remember, bond is life. So therefore, if your word is not your bond, then it's like your life is not your life. So this is how serious a vow, right, is taken, how seriously a plighted word is taken. Sometimes ones and ones look back on the past and say, you know, back in the days when somebody gave their word, they really, yeah, because there were consequences. That is, he or she must keep his or her word and perform the conditions, whatever conditions so vowed, according to Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. Question 5, why is it important to keep your word? That brings us to a very practical question, right? No spookism here. This is reality. Why is it important to keep your word, right? In business, in friendship, in love, or whatever, why is it important to keep your word? Well, to fail to keep your word, therefore to break a vow, right, in the tabernacle, in the holy context, right, is to desecrate Jah's name. So not to keep one's word, right, especially for Israel, a people who are in covenant with Hashem, is to desecrate, right, to like make it less than set apart, less than holy, less than good, the name of he who be who he be. So the word translated break, right, in the Hebrew is the Hebrew word halal. Halal, right? Halal, this means to profane or to make unholy. But if you check out the Hebrew, you get to the root of it, it's like to poke holes in it, right? Almost like to make, like to bore a hole in it, right? You know, to make it unholy. This is the same root that's used in the phrase Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem means to desecrate the Hashem, the Yahweh, the Yod Hey Weh, he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Question 6, can an unmarried woman make a vow while living in her father's house? An unmarried woman is permitted to make a vow, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, although her father has the right to nullify the vow if he opposes it only on the day, I got to emphasize this, only on the day he first hears of it, right? if he thinks about it like he heard it the other day, he say, you know what? I just thought about it. Slow thinker, right? I'm gonna say no. You know, annul, disannul that vow. That means the consequences now for whatever is due is upon him, right? So yes, an unmarried woman is permitted to make a vow, right? Although in her father's house, that's a condition there. There's a condition in her father's house, because you know when we make a vow, it doesn't just affect us; it affects our family. Yes, Overs, you know, you breaking your word or me breaking my word or me keeping my word or you keeping your word doesn't affect just you, it affects others around us. You know what I mean? Namin? Namin Nalin. Question 7, can a married woman make a vow? Of course, yeah, a married woman is permitted to make a vow like Yahuwah to Jehovah, although her husband has the right, according to Torah, to nullify the vow if... That's a big if, right? If he opposes it when? On the day. Only on that day that he first hears of it. That's what we say, generally speaking. Give a little grace period there in the 24 hours upon hearing of it. Numbers chapter 30, verses 6 to 12. Now note this. This is an important note. That a widow or a divorced woman or a woman who's not living in her father's house is obliged to perform her vow just as a man. So you can't tell me there's no equality here, right? According to where there needs to be equality, right? I and I not want to have to give birth to a baby as the woman do. I don't know if we can take it, sons. You know what I mean, real mind them? Numbers chapter 30, verse 9. So right here, take note that a widow or a divorced woman, or a woman not living in her daddy's house, her papa's house, her father's house, her abba's, she's obliged to perform her vow just as a man. Question 8, can a husband consent to his wife's vow, but afterward choose to nullify it? Can he? Well, if a husband causes his wife to break her vow. That's what it's talking about, right? That's the question. If a husband causes his wife, eshato, right, orseto, his orset, his isha, to break her vow, well, he will pay the penalty. He will have to, you know, make peace. He will have to make it good, according to Numbers chapter 30, verse 14 to 15, right? Basically, he will have to pay off her debt. Interesting when we think about it nowadays, right? Ain't nothing new under the sun, principally speaking. Personalities might change. Question 9, here. What does the phrase, Bali neder, what does Bali neder mean? Bali neder means without a vow. In the Hebrew, Bali is a way of saying like without, Bali neder. Like Bali neder, without neder, a vow. The sense of it is like without making a vow. This is often said post-positively to avoid the risk of making a vow. So some Yehudi, and maybe even some of us, maybe at times, in order to avoid the idea of making a vow. You see, at one time one might have made a vow and go into the tabernacle or the sanctuary when the sanctuary or tabernacle was a tent, or might have gone into the Beit HaMikdash, into the holy house, you know, the temple, the Heka, right? But if we are in, right, that new name and we're in his name, then technically speaking, if we're John people, then almost whatever we do, since we are covenant to him, is by positive default, it's in his name. So therefore, some understanding that might say when they say they're going to do something and whatnot, they might say, Bali neder. Right? Yeah, I'll do it for you. I'm going to do that. Yeah, by Jah, Rastafari, no, Bali neder, like without a vow. I'm going to do this, but don't make this a vow thing, in other words. Question 10, what is called nidre? The Kol Nidre service of Yom Kippur about. Wow, this is a loaded question right here. Well, Kol Nidre, right? First of all, Yom Kippur, that's the way in common, you know, in common Judaism, you know, it's a common way of referring to it. But the proper way that we like to emphasize among I and I Chabarim, right, and the Talmudim is Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur means a day of a atonement, of one atonement. While Yom HaKippurim, as written in HaTorah, means a day of the atonements or the day of the coverings. It's almost like an ancient, we could say, psycho-spiritual insurance policy. But as far as the Kol Nidre, it's a service, right? It's a legal statement that is sung just before Erev Yom Kippur by most, you could say, Jews, right? That is intended to absolve liability for failing to keep personal vows. So the Kol Nidre, Kol means all, and Nidre is kind of like a kind of an Aramaic, Eastern Shemitic sense. Kol Nidre, the Eastern Semitic patois, so to speak. Right? Basically, it means all vows. So all vows. So Kol Nidre is all vows. And it's a, quote, legal statement that's sung before Erev, before the eve of Yom HaKippurim, before the eve of the Day of Atonement. And the intention by singing it before the eve came into effect of the Day of Atonement was to absolve liability for failing to keep personal vows. So it became a tradition that right before Yom Kippur, HaKippurim, Eve came in, you know, we sing this song, but the song itself, if you study it, it can be considered like a legal document, right, called Nidre. That's why they call it a legal statement. Now, the Aramaic phrase, Kol Nidre, it means all vows. Kol Nidre. In Yehudined and in Judaism, Judaically speaking, Kol Nidre is used to refer to the entire Yom Kippur evening service, right, amongst the other Yehudi, right? We've studied it. It's an interesting study. It's an interesting reasonment. Come make a reason on it. But it is kind of extra, you know, in that sense to the intent. But technically speaking, there is a reasonment where it is very wise, lawfully speaking, if you understand the law and what Torah is, you know, because it was to absolve certain personal vows. And those personal vows were supposed to be amongst ones who were in the same covenant. So some might interpret that the Kol Nidre, and maybe even some Yehudi feel that the Kol Nidre is vows to Jew and Gentile. But technically speaking, according to a legal statement of law, it can only be a Kol Nidre among fellow Yehudi, you know, Zeh Bazeh. So Yehudi and Jews who thought that the Kol Nidre absolved vows to Gentiles, no, you're still under it. You have to understand the law like that. Question 11, did Yeshua, did Rabbeinu, our I and I Rabbi Yeshua, or the apostles recommend making vows la Yahuwah to he who be who he be, to Jehovah? Rabbeinu, I and I Rabbi, the mediator of the Brit Chadash, Yeshua HaMoshiach, he said that our word alone, right, called Davar, right, our word alone should be enough. Right, according to Mateo, Matanyahu, Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 to 37, as well as Matthew chapter 23, verse 22. That's what our rabbi, Rabbeinu Yeshua, said. Now, James, Yaakov, right, Jacob, James, he warns that we are never to utter a vow in order to avoid falling under judgment. Now, that's interesting. We could kind of maybe apply that to the Kol Nidre, maybe. But James, in James chapter 5, verse 12. In James chapter 5, verse 12. Question 12. Why did Elohim, the power, command Yisrael, Yasharallah, to take vengeance up on Midian? Well, Elohim commanded Yisrael to take vengeance up on Midian because, now, I'm going to say, because all vengeance is mine, saith Jehovah. So he could give vengeance to whoever he pleased. But he did this because of the incident of the pimp of the opening. We call Baal Peor, to bring out the real sense of what we're talking about here. Baal Peor, or the Lord, the Baal of the opening. When Balaam brought Midianite woman to the edge of the camp of Yisrael, like through the fence, through the gate, you know that way there, to entice and seduce, right, the Bnei Yisrael, the men, the sons, them, of Israel into disobedience. Whoever stands against Yisrael, right, stands against Ha'ilahim. Whoever stands against Yisrael stands against Elohim, stands against Eloheinu, our Elohim. Question 13. What did Elohim say would happen to Moshe after the war with the Midianites? Elohim Jah told Moses that after the war against Midian, after y'all have gone cold Medina, right, Moshe would die, according to Bamidbar, according to Numbers, Numbers chapter 31, verse 2. Question 14. Why did Jah command Israel? Why did Jah not command Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to take vengeance upon Moab? Good question. Because Jah did not command for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to take vengeance upon the Moabites because David HaMelech, David the king, great-grandmother Herut, Ruth, was to be descended from this nation. In addition, the Moabites got involved because they feared. They were scared. They feared the sons of Israel. They feared the Bnei Yisrael, Yasher Allah. How do we know this? Numbers chapter 22, verses 2 to 6. But the Midianites, and also is it because the Moors? Are the Midianites really Moors? Moors, Midianites? But also the Moors and the Moabites and the Median connection, the Moabites and the Moor connection. There. The Moabites and the Moor connection. Let's explore that. But the Midianites, they entered a fight that was not theirs. You check that? See, a lot of ones, they read through this, but they don't really study, right? And the comprehension, you know, the reading comprehension, you begin to recognize just more than the casual reading. Well, the Midianites were on site because they had entered a fight that was not theirs. They, like, put their nose in some other business that wasn't theirs. They took set against the Beit Israel when they could have just, you know, kept their mouth quiet, you know what I mean, and not get in the fight. They got in the fight. They came out, you know, against Israel, so they got what they was looking for. How many men from each tribe went to war against the Midianites? Now here, for the Habarim and the Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Yehudi here, and according to the royal order, here's where interesting connection with this question here. How many men from each tribe went to war against the Midianites? This question, the answer is 1,000 men, right, mind them, from each tribe, including, right, it's said to include Levi, right, for a total army of 12,000 men. Now, we know that Levites were there in their priestly function, right, singers and the players, of instruments, as well as the priestly function, but 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes, according to Numbers chapter 31, verses 4 to 5. Well, Phinehas is, you know, of the tribe of Levi, so he actually led off the campaign. This is why it included the priesthood. But actually, this was more like a holy war in the sense, the fact that it was a son of Levi that actually led this, if you overs. He actually led it. And here we compare this to the Kever Neges, and the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon of Israel, their only son, Menelik, Eben Hakim, Bein Alechem, also known as David II, that there was 1,000, right, of the firstborn of Yisrael that accompanied, you know, Menelik the First, Kedemawi Menelik, right, into Ethiopia, according to the testimony we have in the Kever Neges. So just the number arrangement is interesting, the 1,000, you know, from each of the tribes, right, and 12,000 in total. And then with the relocation of the Ark of the Covenant, that same number there, and this connection with Phinehas, a Levite, and then also we have Azariah, right, in the Hebrew and the Kever Neges narrative, who's a son of the high priest, Zadok. Just a little interesting connection. Holy war, holy war. Question 16. Who led the army of Israel during the battle against Midian? Right? We have Phinehas, Phinehas. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, high Kohen, the priest. He led the battle against the Midianites. Right? So who led the Ark of the Covenant, right, into Ethiopia, right? Well, it was Jah, but we have Azariah, right, who is also of the tribe of Levi, with 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, firstborn sons. So this is why we say that David had a son named Solomon, and Solomon had a son named David, right, who restored the kingdom of David in the tops of the mountain. That's why Psalm 87, verse 4 says, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. So we have a couple more questions here before we ride up right here, here, here. Just to go through a basic overview, we got a double portion here, so we're trying to do as good due diligence. Some of this is some milk, you know, this is some milk, you know, of the word right here, 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 some basics. Did Moshe, did he fight in the battle against Midian? Moses did not fight against the Midianites. Why? Well, some say it's because of 40 years he spent there as a sojourner before the Yetziat. The Yetziat is the Exodus in the Hebrew. The Yetziat is Sa'at. In addition, his Hotein, his father-in-law, Jethro, and his wife, right, I can say his first wife, according to Torah, right, who was his first wife, who was Zipara, right, she was a Midianite. His other wife was a Cushite, right? Let's not try to blur the lines. Cushites are Cushites, Midianites are Midianites. Yes, they are neighbors. Question 18, why, I thought about the reggae tune, my wife and my sweetheart are friend. Question 18, why did Moshe send Phinehas instead of Joshua, Yehoshua, in the battle? Interesting question. Because, quote, the one who began the mitzvah shall finish it. The one who began the mitzvah shall finish it. Mitzvah, in the more ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, is the command, or even the good deed. So we say the commands are like the mitzvah, the mitzvot. Mitzvot to mitzvot are the commandments. So a mitzvah is a commandment. But often you will hear Yehudis, we might say like, oh, you did a mitzvah. You did a mitzvah today, right? That means you did a good deed. You kept, like, you did a command. You fulfilled a command. You did something good. But here it's because of the principle that the one who began the mitzvah, the command, as well as the good deed, the good deed, shall finish it. It was Phinehas who turned away Elohim's wrath, Jehovah's chema, Jehovah Yahuwah, from being cham, cham in Hebrew is like wrath, heated, right? His chema, right, from Yisrael, from Yasharala, and first smote the Midianites. He's the one who got that first blood. So Phinehas basically had got first blood, and Moshe sought for him to finish the task, right, to fulfill it. Right, to make it shalom, make it peace. What weapons, question 19, what weapons did Phinehas take with him in the battle? Right, what weapons did Phinehas take with him in the battle? The vessels of the sanctuary, that is to say the Aron Habrit, the Aron Habrit, the Tavot, the Ark of the Covenant, and the silver trumpet. Not the ram's horn here, but the silver trumpets. Question 20. Why was Balaam present? Balaam, you know, the one who tried to curse three times and bless Yisrael three times. Why was he present during the war between Yisrael and the Midianites? Can we hear here that he basically got slaughtered? He got vonked on the battlefield. Well, Balaam said to have been there to collect his reward. He thought he was going to get paid. Well, he did, but not the way he thought. He thought he was going to get paid. He was there to collect his reward for cursing Yisrael, right, for being able to demoralize, because he wasn't able to curse Yisrael, but he was able to demoralize, to get Israel to curse itself, right, through all that uckery, you know, all that fornication, you know, in the Midianite strip clubs and all that kind of crazy stuff that was going on, through the sin of the Baal Peor, the lord of the opening, the pimp of the opening, right? 21, question 21, how many Israelites died, according to the Torah, in the Midianite war? Well, during this war with Midian, during Israel's cold Medina campaign, not a single Yisraeli, right, Yashali, not a single Israelite was killed, according to Numbers chapter 31, verse 49. Question 2-2. After Yisrael defeated the Midianites, why was Moshe angry at the officers? Moses, come on, Moses. Why was Moses angry? Question 22. Well, Moshe, he was angered at the officers, right? The Shoftim, the Shotarim, you know, the Shotarim, the Shoters, right? The officers and the judges, but the officers, the Shotarim of the army, the Shotters of the army, because they kept the Midianite women and children as POWs, as prisoners of war, instead of executing them, as Hashem had commanded. This is according to Numbers chapter 31, verses 9 to 15. All right. So I know ones and ones will say, oh, man, you know, we're looking at it from today's perspective, you know. Yes, we have refined, and even he brought forward the renewed covenant, you know, with Yeshua, right, Robeno as I and I mediator. But here for an object lesson, that's what they was command. That was a part of the orders. And a soldier is different than a warrior. A warrior is freelance. A soldier does as ordered. But instead, they kept the Midianite woman and children as POWs, right? Question 23, why did Moses call for the execution of all the Midianite women? So before ones jump out of their sexist, you know, you know, out of their sexist underwear here, let's put this into perspective. Moshe, he had called for the execution of all the Midianite women, right, because they were the very tools that was used by Balaam and all the rest of them at the incident of Baal Peor, at the incident of the pimp, the lord, the Baal of the opening, that resulted in a plague that killed 24,000 Israelite men, sons of Israel. So, yes. Question 24. Who were the sole survivors of the Midianites? Moshe commanded that all the survivors of the Midianite were to be killed, including baby boys and their mothers. Only 16,000 virgin girls were allowed to live. Numbers chapter 31, verses 17 to 40. Now, when we study the ancient world and the testimonies of other nations, even Kemet from time to time, right? This is nothing new under the sun. Sometimes enemies are enemies for a reason. And because of what occurred, Balaam and his people's involvement in that, this is how serious it was, right? And this was the judgment. So in this case of avenging and vengeance that Jehovah had given to Yisrael, Yasharala, to be that hand, that was what was required. And that's what was done. Question 25. Does HaTorah justify genocide? That's the next question, because some people, oh, look how they was killing. Well, let's put this in perspective. HaTorah justifies genocide only in cases of judgment decreed from Shammai, from heaven, or as a safety measure against assimilation with the Canaanite nations, as we have in HaTorah here, who were steeped in their own uckery, their own occult, right, their own divination. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 to 6, right, as well as Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 16 to 18. Now, the first nation identified for annihilation according to Torah, and yes, so when one say, does the Torah justify extermination of a seed? Earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, right? Well, the first nation identified for annihilation was Amalek, who had attacked the weakest among the Israelites. as they fled from Egypt, according to Exodus chapter 17, verse 14, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 19, Numbers chapter 24, verse 20, 1 Shemuel, Samuel chapter 15, verse 3. Now, some of our people, black and brown, lost found, they amaze me when they look at this. They say, oh, look at that, I can't be with the Bible because they were just killing people, all that genocide going on. Nigga, please. Y'all killed somebody for their shoes. You know what I mean? For their glasses. Come on now. But see, that's why when his man said, unless we accept with a clear conscience. Next question. Right, next question right here, here, here. The ancient teaching states that after the Syrian exile, the identity of the biblical nations had been lost. Right? There are some ancient teachings, one in Berakot 28a, it says that after the Syrian exile of the northern, the 10 tribes, the identity of the biblical nations had been lost, therefore, thereby nullifying this particular command. Things had got so confused and mixed up, like later on. You know, what's interesting is that, you know, when people go over there and they do the archaeology and they say, look at this, this is a Canaanite, and it says this L, this is your L of the Bible, y'all. And we look at it and say, oh, wow, that statue is made out of gold. And, yeah, they call that L. Didn't the Torah said not to make him gods of gold or silver like the Canaanites had done? Oh, wow. So actually, this artifacts that we're finding is what Josh said we shouldn't do, but what the history teaches us, our own story, that we did those things. We broke the covenant. Oh, and when he told us to destroy all their pictures and all of that stuff, if we did, if we fulfilled Jehovah's word, they couldn't be finding none of it now. So it's interesting, right? That's why in this Torah reading and feeding right here, this double portion, here's where we get this verse that is popularized. Your sins shall find you out. You've heard that before, right? But you know what that has to do with originally? It has to do with those tribes, the tribe of Gad and Reuben and half-tribe of Manasseh not keeping their word, and they eventually was the first of those tribes to go into captivity. Isn't that interesting? So you hear Christians in a New Testament sense, so to speak, saying, your sins shall find you out. That's true. But you know where it really comes from? It comes from the Torah concerning those tribes that did not keep their word, right, to fight for and on behalf of the other tribes to get their inheritance and to get their land. So they basically gave their word before Moshe passed, and then after Moshe passed, they felt, hey, we're under no longer obligation. But it's kind of interesting that their sins. Now, sins, not to spook it out, but the word chet, chata, and chet in Hebrew means to lack or to miss. It's like if you're a sharpshooter or we all throwing darts at the bullseye and one misses the bullseye and the other one hits the bullseye, well, the one who hits the bullseye is the one who's right, to say righteous, and the one who missed, the one whose throw at the bullseye was lacking. So the sense of it is lacking too. So your sins or your lackery, you know, your uckery and your lackery will find you out. And this is exactly what we have right here, here, here. But before we just move forward right here. Question 20, looking at the time here. Question 26, what was required of the soldiers after they returned from battle? They were required to stay outside the camp for 7 days to undergo ritual purification, right, by being sprinkled with the waters of separation. Remember the waters of separation, lustration, that was made with the ashes, right, of the Hebrew red hasor or red heifer. Question 27, what was done with the spoils of war? The spoils of war were first kashered. They were made kosher. The spoils of war first had to be made kosher. They had to be boiled in water or put through fire, and then divided equally between the warriors on the one hand and the entire congregation, the aggregation, on the other, according to Numbers chapter 31, verse 23. The soldiers, being grateful for their miraculous victory, because none had died according to the testimony of HaTorah, they contributed 1/50th of their spoils to Halloween to the Levites and made an additional freewill offering at the Mishkan, at the tabernacle. Question 28, which tribes asked to remain east of Jordan, of Yarden? The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. they asked permission to settle in the pasture field of Gilead on the east of the Yarden. Why? Because they had large herds of cattle. So they looked at that very pragmatically. It was a land for cattle. They had large cattle, so they asked to settle over there. Question 29. What was Moshe's response to the tribal leaders, to the Nassim, who wanted to live in Gilead? What was his response? Moshe was at first angry that they would discourage the other tribes, their brethren, from entering the land, just as those spies, the forefathers, had done in the Kadesh Barnea earlier, 40 years ago. But when the tribal Nassim, the tribal leaders, made a vow, right? But when they made a vow, they made a neder, a vow to do what? To join the fight, the milchama, while their families remain in Gilead. When they made that vow to do that, Moshe finally consented. Who were the first tribes that were exiled from the promised land? Those tribes that settled east of the Yarden, the Jordan, during the first Assyrian invasion, roughly circa 740 BC. Reuben, Gad, half-tribe of Manasseh. Question 31. Who are the 10 lost tribes of Yasharallah, of Yisrael? Those tribes that settled east of the Jordan, in 722, I read the answer twice, in 722 BC, the ruling city of the northern kingdom, Samaria, was finally taken captive by the Assyrians, and the exiled population, ethnic Israel, the 10 northern tribes, right, later became known as the 10 lost tribes. Question 32. Who said, "Be sure your sins will find you out"? Who said that? And of whom was it said? Moshe. So all these New Testament Christians quoting Moses, ain't that something? Right? What would Robain or Yeshua think of that? Moses said this to the leaders, the Nassim, the princes, the heads of the tribes, the Matot, that settled east of the Yarden, the Jordan, as a warning to them if they should break their vow. That your sins, what you lack, is going to find you out. Your sins are going to find you out. Question 33. Let's provide some examples of vows found in the Bible. We have two minutes, y'all, before we go into the grace period right here. All right, two minutes here. Let's provide some examples of vows. The importance of vows, right? And some examples from the scripture of vows right here. Some example includes Jacob. Jacob had vow. Did you know? Jacob had vow. In Genesis chapter 28, verses 20 to 21. Yisrael, Israel's vow, that new generation, the youths, that new generation of Israelites, in Numbers chapter 21, verses 1 to 3. There's the Nazirite, the Nazir, the crown vow. There's the crown vow, the Nazir vow, in Numbers chapter 6, verse 2. Jephthah's, Yiftah's vow in Shoftim, in Judges chapter 11, verses 30 to 31. Hannah, remember Hannah? Hannah's vow regarding Shemuel. 90 seconds, y'all. Hannah's vow regarding Shemuel, Samuel, in 1 Samuel 1 and 2. King David, Dawit HaMelech. David, the king's vow, in Psalm 132. How about Absalom, King David's son, Absalom, Absalom, in 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, chapter 15, verse 8. And Jonah, did you know that even Jonah had a vow? Jonah vowed in Jonah, 60 seconds, y'all. Jonah vowed in Jonah, chapter 2, verse 9. And there's also other vows. So we say the words of I and I mouth, the meditation, the agitation of I and I heart, be humbly acceptable in thy sight, O my strength, yes I, my redeemer. Hear, a tune like Nazarene, the Nazarene vow, right? The Nazarene. Now when I say Nazarene, I'm not saying Nazirite, right? Yes I.
Yes, yes, yes. The whole Nazarene vow. There it kind of merges these two words, the Nazir, right, and the Natsar, Yeshua HaNotri. So the word Natsar means like to guard, and it's interesting. So we have to kind of study these two words. So for I and I as Rastafari, these two concepts actually in Rastafari are brought together as one in the Moshiach, in the King of Kings Christ. We'll touch on that, but the two words are not the same, only the same in the transliteration that they spell it N-A-Z, right? But within the Hebrew, one is non N Z, the Zayin, right, and the Reish, while the other is the non or the N sound, right, and it's the Tzadai, the Tzadai and the Reish. So we have Nazar and we have Natsar, right, Nazar and Natsar. Two different words. One means like the crown, right, the Nazar has a sense of crowning, right, and the Natsar has a sense of guarding, like keeping and guarding. It's interesting where it appears within the scriptures, like to keep and guard thy statutes and thy precepts, especially in the Psalms. It's used right there. But give thanks, Tony Rebo. We're going to reason on, you know, the Nazir and the Nazarene. What is the differences and where are the similarities? But here, today's daily psalm, here we have Psalm 8.
Psalm 8 right here. That's the first overview for this double portion here, sealing up the fourth book of Moses, known as Bamidbar in the wilderness. Here we have Matot, tribes, and Maaseh, journeys. But here today's daily psalm, Psalm 8.
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
מזמור חט, למנצח על הדיצית, מזמור לדוד. אדוני, אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ, אשר תנה הודך על השמיים. מפי עוללים ויונקים יסת עוז למען צורריך, להשבית אויב ומתנקם. כי אראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שטה תחת רגלי. צונא באלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים, עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
مزمور سمن لمزمران عليك بواشنط يداوت مزمور عبيتو جيتاچن سمه بمدر هلو جيك تمسكن مسغانا بسماوت لاي كف كف بلوان كهزاناتنا كميت ابو لجو چاف مسغانا نازدگاجه سلطنا سلاتننا كمينيان لما يتافوچهن سرا سماوتشن بايو جيزي ጨረቃንና ከዋክብትን አንተ የሰራሃቸው ታስበው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድነው? ትጎበኘው ዘንድ የሰው ልጅ ምንድነው? ከመላእክት ድግ ጥቂት አሳነሰው በክብርና በምስጋና ዘውድ ከለለው በእጆችህም ሥራ ሁሉ ላይ ሾምከው ሁሉን ከእግሮቹ በታች አስገዛህለት በጎችንም ላሞችንም ሁሉ ደግሞም የምድረ በዳውን እንስሶች የሰማይንም ወፎች የባህርም አሶች በባህር መንገድ የሚሄደውንም ሁሉ አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በመድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ።
Salamta Tenaist Ling, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek of Melchizedek, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, we have Psalm 8, Mezmor Semint, from the Mezmor Dawit, from the Psalms of David, today's daily psalm. In the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew psalter, it is themed the paradox of man. A new note is struck. Instead of supplication in time of danger, what do I and I have? We have a profound reflection upon man's status in the universe, in the universe, as testimony. Man's status in the universe, in the universe, as testimony. Man's status in the universe as testimony to the infinite greatness of Egziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, the true good, the true God. Now the psalmist meditates upon the grandeur of his creation and the place which the human being occupies therein. From one point of view, man is so seemingly insignificant in comparison with the vastness of Egziah, the sustainer is the true good, the true God's work, and his works, and his works, and his works. And truly, 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 it is surprising. He deigns to give him a thought and a second thought. On the other hand, he is the human Lord, the human Adon, the Adonai, the human Lord Geta of the earth, and endowed with powers which makes him a little less than divine, a little less than the divine. Both aspects are true, and there is no contradiction. The dignified position which man as a creature of Exialia, of the blameless creator, Fitari, holds in the world is proof of the incomparable majesty of his maker. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here we have Psalm 8, the paradox, speaking on the paradox of man. Here in Mizmor Chet, the 8th psalm, Lam Natsayach Al Hagitit, Mizmor Ledawi, we have the glory of Yod-Heh-Weh-Yahweh-Yahweh, and man's dignity. And man's dignity. And this verse right here, this verse is like the chorus line verse. We have something known as the Sudike, the Zimra, and the Matins, and particular verses of Psalms that are focused on and zoomed in on and chanted, especially before in the new and the living way, in the Berit Chadash, especially before the gospel reading. We have certain verses of the psalm, and this is a particular verse, this first verse right here, after the opening, Lam Natsayach Al Hagitit Mizmor Lit Dawid. We have the first verse, Yahweh Adonenu Ma Adir Shimika Bikol Haaretz Asher Tina Hodika Al HaShamayim. Oh, he who be who he be, Adonenu Yahweh Adonenu Ma Adir. How glorious, how excellent Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, I and I.
Adon, Adonenu, how majestic, Mahadir, Mahadir, Adir, how Adir, how majestic, Mahau, Adir, how excellent, Shemeka, 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 Ashem, His male name, the Kol Haaretz, in all the earth, Asher, who, the one who, Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh, Yahweh, He who be, who He be, Adonenu, I and I, Sovereign, I and I, Master, Mahadir, Shemeka, the Kol Haaretz, Asher, Tina, Asher, the one who, He who be, who He be, who He be, He is Asher, Tina, Hodika, Alha Shemayim, He is the one who has displayed, He's the one who has displayed your splendor, whose majesty is rehearsed above the heavens, who has displayed your splendor above the Shemayim, the heavens. Tina Hodeka Al HaShemayim. KJV reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set Asher Tina, who has set Hodeka, the eyes glory, the eyes majesty, who has set the eyes majesty, Al HaShemayim, who has set the eyes glory, the eyes majesty, is rehearsed. His glory, His majesty is extolled by the Melakim, the angels above. Is it not then the duty of seeming mortal man to proclaim His majestic power on beholding His work? The meaning given to the verb, some say, is a little uncertain, and another possible rendering is, who has set thy glory above the heavens, invested them with an awesome splendor, which directs the mind of man to the majesty of the Creator, the Irator, even the blameless Creator. So here's the groundation debate verse in the Hebrew, the second verse, which is the first verse in the KJV and translated Bibles, once we touch on the superscription, upon Gittith, Al-Ha-Gittith, Al-Ha-Gittith. Two explanations are possible based on Judaic tradition. The Targum connects the term with the city of Gath, Ha-Gittith, Gittith, Gat, suggesting a musical instrument or melody which had, some say, a Philistine origin. The Midrash, teaching it, sees a connection with the Hebrew Gat, a wine press. Hence, this is a tune that is associated with vintage, the vintage season and the vintage songs. Most of the modern scholarship favors the second alternative, and in the Metzav Kedus, we have a superscription to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8. Superscription is Lemezem Marana Leka to the chief musician, Lamnat Seah, Be Washint, Al Hagitit, Be Washint on the flutes, Ye Dawit Mezmor. So this is a psalm for this season, especially for this season, for the harvest and the trotting the wine press till the harvest, and in the harvesting season to the musical leader, the chief musician, La Menat Seah. Al ha-gitit, for the wine vats, Mizmor le-Dawid, a psalm 2, a psalm of David, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir shimeka, b'kol ha-aretz, Asher tina hodeka, al ha-shamayim. Oh, he who be, who he be, Adonenu, Ainai, Adonai, Adoni, Ainai, Adon, how excellent is thy name. How excellent, Mahadir Shemeka, how excellent is the I male name, Bekol Haaretz, in all the earth. Asher Tina, who has said, who has rehearsed, who has displayed, Asher Tina Hodeka, the eyes, glory, Al Hashemayim, above the heavenly, 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 heavenly.
Silver guide me, be my guide and create a salvation for me. Silver guide me, be my guide and know that you never stop me. I'm on the run, I'm on the run. The last day
Vayitzer Yahweh Elohim min ha'adam kol hayat ha'sadeh ve'et kol of ha'shamayim vayabel ha'adam lirot ma yikra lahu ve'kol asher yikra lahu ha'adam nefesh ha'ya hu. Shemo.
Shemo. Shemo. Shemo.
It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha'adam, gave it and thereby named every living creature. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, and thou, and the I, what is Shemecha? What is thy name? What is Shemecha? The man answered, it is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adama. And Elohim asked, and I, what is Shemi? What is my name? What is thy name? Adam answered, it is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all, since thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42 and 8, Ani Yahuahu Shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuah, Ani Yahuahu Shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai Hu Shemo, I am the Lord, the Sovereign, He who be, we be. That is Shemi, my name. Adoni Yahuahu Shemi. Ani Adonai Hu Shemi. I be He who be, who He be. That is Shemi, Hu Shemi. By that, Elohim, the true good, the true God, meant, that is Shemi, my name. By that, Adam called me, called I. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, said to the angels, HaMelaki, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, Ma Enosh Ki Tiazik Reinu. And yet you say, what is Enosh? That thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels, began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai for Yisrael, they said, what is man that thou art mindful of him?
Yahuwah Adonenu, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. By this they meant Ribon, Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive, and Toratekha, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment? Among earthly beings, as it is said in Yeshayahu, in Yeshaya, Isaiah, Isaiah 45 and 12. I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, "Why hast thou not taught B'ni, my son, the craft?" The master weaver replied, "This is the craft that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, the I son has a finger missing. Yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving?" So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, HaTorah, the Torah, cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, Kedoshim. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMitzvorah of the leper. And in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered, and in Leviticus 15:25, if a woman has an issue, and in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat. And in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. As soon as he finished saying all these things to the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, performed His deed of love and gave HaTorah, the Torah, to Moshe. But when Moses was gone up the mountain and did not wrought that thing of theirs, so that the tablets of testimony were smashed, when the ministering angels rejoiced and said, "Now HaTorah will be restored to us." And when Moshe went up, aliyed up a second time to receive HaTorah, the ministering angels asked, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only yesterday did not the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, sin up against HaTorah in that thou hast written in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me, before I? Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, "As accusers, you have always stood between me, between I and Yisrael, And yet when you went down to Abraham, did you not eat meat and milk together? As it is said, even in Bereshit 18:7-8, and Abraham took curd and milk and the calf that he had dressed and set it before them, and they did eat. But even a child in Israel, after coming home from his teacher's, the Moreh's Beit, his teacher's house, will say if his mother sets out bread, meat and cheese for him to eat. This day, my teacher taught me, according to Exodus 34 and 26, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. The angels found no answer for Elohim. And in that instant, when the angels had no answer and no rejoinder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moses, according to Exodus 34:27, write thou these words.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
When I behold thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou, the eye, hast ordained. Ki ere shameka ma'ese etzabotecha, yareacha wikokabi ma'asher konanata. Hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear the Dalet, Hebraically the Dalet, the fourth verse. When I behold thy heavens, ki ereh shameka, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzavoteka, the moon and the stars, yareach wekokabim, that thou the eye has ordained, asher konanta. Rab Aibu taught, there are three kinds of men. The first kind says, quote, had I been created to do no more than behold the stars and the heavenly bodies, it would have been enough for me. It would have been enough for I. As is said, when I behold, ki ereh, when I behold the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, yareach wekokabi, asher konanta. The second kind of mind says, quote, all that thou, the eye, hast given to me, give it to me, in the olam haba, in the world to come. The third kind of mind, the slothful laborers, says, quote, Give I now, what is ours, and also what was our father's. As is said, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzavoteka. And here, midrash note right here, connected with the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzavoteka, the work of thy fingers. Here, midrash note. The three groups are the perfectly righteous who find sufficient reward in merely beholding Ha'elohim, the power's handiwork. The middling people who are willing to wait for their reward so that they may enjoy it in paradise, in the garden of delights, and the slothful laborers, quote unquote, and the slothful laborers who demand here and now not only their own desserts, but those of their fathers, but those of their patriarchs. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Joshua ben Levi taught, in saying to mankind, according to Yeremiah, Jeremiah 23:24, do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, et ha-shamayim ve et ha-aretz.
ani malei num Yahuwah. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Hello, et ha-shamayim wa et ha-aretz ani malei num Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He meant, know y'all that the upper worlds and the lower worlds were filled merely by the work of my fingers. Ma'isei etzavoteka. And here, Midrash note, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 19, the 6th section, 19.6. What is man? What is man? That thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ma enosh, ki tizikrenu? What is man? Ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ki tizikrenu? Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the Hay verse, the 5th verse. Ra berakayu taught, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was creating His universe, His Einiverse. He sought to show the angels, the excellence of the deeds of HaTzadikim, of the righteous. But the angels said to HaElohim, to HaElohim, to the power, the true good, the true God, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou rememberest him? Ma enosh ki tizikrenu uben Adam ki tifakdenu? What is man, ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Ki tizikrenu, and the son of man uben Adam, that thou thinkest of him? Ki tifakdenu, in saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? In saying, ma enosh ki tizikrenu, they were referring to Abraham, of whom it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, God was mindful of Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Abraham, that Elohim, Hailahim, the power, remembered Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Abraham. Elohim was mindful of Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Abraham. In saying, and the son of man, that thou rememberest him. Here in the Hay verse, he breaks the 5th verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. He breaks the 5th verse, the B part, the 2nd part of the 5th verse. And the son of man, U ben Adam, that thou rememberest him, ki tifakdenu, or that thou thinkest of him, ki tifakdenu. They were referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, who was begotten by HaElohim, HaElohim, by the powers remembering Sarah. As is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1, and the Lord thought of Sarah, and Yahuwah Jehovah thought of Sarah. Vayahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah remembered Sarah. Vayahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah thought of Sarah, in saying that thou makest him less only than Elohim, than Hailahim, than the power, the true good, the true God. Hear, today's Psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the 6th verse. Wata chasrehu me'ata me'elohim. Yet thou, the I, hast made him but little lower than Elohim. Wata chasrehu me'at me'elohim. That thou, the I, makest him less only than Elohim. They were referring to Yaakov, to Jacob, who commanded the flocks to bring forth streaked, speckled, and spotted young,
as is said, quote, and thus, like this, the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods and brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Here, 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 from Bereshis, here, from Genesis, Bereshis, Genesis chapter 30, verse 39. Wayachemu hatzona ilaha maklot wateladna hatzona ikudim nikudim uateluim. And the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Wayachemu hatzona ilaha maklot wateladna Hats on Ikudim, Nikudim, Utaluim. Thereby proving that Yaakov, that Jacob, was less than Elohim, than the power, the true good, the true God, than Hailahim, only in that he had not the power to put breath, the breath of life, into them. In saying, and crowneth him with glory and honor. Here, 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 today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the wow verse, the vav verse. In saying, and crowneth him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu. And has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar. Glory and honor, wikavod wihadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Wikavod wihadar te'atrehu. They were referring to Moshe, to Moses, to Musa, of whom it is said, quote, Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. U Moshe lo yada'a ki akarano ora panayo de dabro ito. That Moshe knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams while he talked with him. U Moshe lo yada'a. In saying, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Here, 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 today's psalm, Mizmorchet, the eighth psalm. Here, 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 he breaks with the seventh verse, the Zion verse. And makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Tam shileu b'ma'iseya yadecha. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Tam shileu b'ma'iseya yadecha. They were referring to Yehoshua, to Joshua Yasu, who caused the luminaries to stand still by saying, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. In Yehoshua, in Joshua 10 and 12. Vayomer le'aynei Yisrael, Shemesh be'giv'ona dom, ve'yareach be'aymek ayalon. Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, Shemesh be'giv'ona dom. Moon, and thou moon, in the valley of Ayalon, moon, and thou moon, with Yareach, the Aimeka Ayalon, Shemesh, the Givon, Dom, with Yareach, the Aimeka Ayalon. As it is written that, quote, the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Vayodom, Hashemesh, the Yareach, Amada. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Vayidom ha-shemesh ve-yareach amad. Here, here, Yehoshua, Joshua, chapter 10, verse 13. The sun stood still. Vayidom ha-shemesh. The sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Ve-yareach amad. And the moon stood the moon stood. Why you dome? The sun was silent. The sun was dumb. The sun stopped. The sun ceased. Why you dome? Hashemesh. We yareach, yareach, and the moon. We yareach, amad, and the moon stayed, and the moon stood. In saying, thou, the I, puttest all things, all things. Thou puttest all things under his feet. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, Psalm 8, here, Hebraically, the 7th verse. Thou, thy, puttest all things under his feet. Kol shata tachata raglav. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Kol shata tachat raglayo. Kol shata tachata raglayo. They were referring to David, all of whose enemies fell before him, so that he said, even in 2 Samuel 22:43, then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. Ve'eshakema ka'afar areta ketita chutzota edikema erakaim. Full of verse here, 2 Samuel 22:43. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street and did spread them abroad. Ve'eshakem ka'afar aretz ketita chutzota edikem erakaim. Then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the 8th verse right here. Hear, Mizmor Chet, the 8th verse, Psalm 8, verse 8. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Sonev alafim kulam, sheep and oxen. Sonev wa elafim, all of them kulam.
But it's true.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
And another comment on, for him who triumphs at... And another comment on, for him who triumphs at treading the winepress, at treading the gittit, hear, the superscription, the title, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Lamnatzeach al ha-gittit, Lamnatzeach al ha-gittit, for him who triumphs, La menatzeach, for the overcomer, for the one who wins, for him who triumphs, La menatzeach al ha-gittit, usually translated as for the leader, for the chief musician,
the musical leader, the musical director, upon Gittit Wine Press. Lamnatzeach al Hagittit. For him who triumphs at trotting Hagittit, at trotting the wine press. The verse refers to the punishment of Gog and Magog and of the four kingdoms upon whom Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, will trod as in a wine press. As is said even in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? Madua adoma lilavushecha uvagadecha bidorek begat. Hear. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth, in the wine fat, in the vine press, the wine vat. Hear. Madua adoma lilavusheka uba gadeka be dorek begat. Madua adom lilavusheka uba gadeka ke dorek begat. Yeshayahu hanavi, the prophet, says Isaiah, he said, even in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16, the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Sebaot Vamishpata V'ha'el Ha'kadosha Nikdasha B'tzedaka. Hear. Full of verse. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. Jehovah of armies, Yahuwah Tzebaot, shall be exalted in judgment, and Ha'el, and the Almighty, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, that is holy, Kadosh, shall be sanctified in righteousness. Wayigbaha Yahuwah Tzebaot v'mishpat v'Ha'el HaKadosha Nikadasha b'Yitzedaka. When will HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, when will the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, blessed be He, be exalted? When He executes judgment upon HaGoyim, upon the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community. For what is said in the preceding, chapter, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone, all one, shall be exalted. Aine gavhuta tama shafel v'shacharum anashim v'nisgav Yahuwah levato bayom hahu. Hear. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and Yahuwah and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. Aineya dabuhut adama shafel v'shacharuma nashi v'nisgav Yahuwah levado bayom hahu. At such a time, at such an aiwa, Yahuwah Jehovah Tzebaot, Jehovah, he who be, we be of armies, shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzebaot b'mishpat, and Jehovah of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzebaot b'mishpat. Similarly, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty Ha'el said, and it shall come to pass in that day, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, and I will cause to rain upon him, and upon his bands, and upon the many peoples that are with him.
an overflowing shower, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus, like this, will I magnify myself, thyself. And they shall know that I am Yahuwah Jehovah. Here, Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, and verses 21 to 23. And here, Ezekiel chapter 38, here, verse 18. V'haya, ביום ההוא, ביום בו גוג על אדמת ישראל, נו, אדוני יהוה, תעלה חמתי באפי. Here, full of verse, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18. But it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith Adonai Yahweh, that my fury shall come up in my face. Wehaya bayom ahahu, ביום בו גוג על אדמת ישראל, נו, אדוני יהוה, תעלה חמתי באפי. My wrath, my fury, אדוני יהוה, אדוני, the sovereign, he who be, who he be, אדוני יהוה, will go ham upon them. Adonai Yahweh ta'ile chamati be'api, that my wrath shall come up into my nostrils. Ta'ile chamati be'api. Verse 21, full of foe. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith Adonai Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Vikarati alav likhola harai chereva nuuma Adonai Yahweh chereva isha be'achiv tihyeh. I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains, saith the sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Wik arati alayo wa likola harai chereb nuum Adonai Yahweh chereb ish be'achiyo tihyeh. Verse 22. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain up on him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Ve'nishapateti ito be'dever uvadam v'geshem shotefa v'avneya elagavisha Aisha ve gafarita amtira alayev ve Allah e gapayev ve Allah amim rabim asherito. With pestilence and with blood will I enter into judgment with him, and I will rain on him and on his hordes and on the many peoples who are with him, an overflowing shower and great hailstones. Fire and sulfur, fire and brimstone. Wenisha patati aito be dever ubdama we geshema shoteifa we abneya elagavisha eish we gafrita amatira alayoa we ala e gapayo we ala amima rabima sharito. Verse 23, thus like this will I magnify myself, thus like this will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I be he who be, who he be, Jehovah. Ve'ahita gadilitia, ve'ahita kadishati, ve'no da'itia, le'aynaya goyima rabima, ve'yadu ki'ani Yahuwah.
I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations, of many Gentiles, heathen, the international community, and they shall know that I be he who be who he be, Yahuwah, and they will know that I be Jehovah. Wehita gadilati, wehita kadishati, we nodaiti le ainaya goyim rabi, we yadu kiani Yahuwah. Similarly, Joel, the son of Petuel, he says, even in Joel, chapter 4, verse 9, verses 11 to 12, proclaim y'all this among the nations, among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye nations, and gather yourselves together round about. Make the nations be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. And here in the KJV King James Version, Joel chapter 3, this is found at Joel chapter 3 verse 9, that reads, full of verse, proclaim ye y'all this among the Gentiles, the heathen, the Goyim, the international community. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them, make them come up. Kero zot abagoyim. Kadeshua milchama. Ha'iru ha'gibore. Yigeshua ya'ilu kol anshe ha'milchama. Proclaim this among the nations, the Gentiles, the international community. Kero zot bagoyim. Prepare for war, stir up the mighty men, make all the warriors draw near, make them come up. Kerozot bagoyim, kadeshua milcham, ha'iru ha'gibori, yigeshua ya'ilu kol anshe ha'milcham. And here, Joel, chapter 3, verse 11, KJV, full of verse, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together to gather round about. Thither, there, cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Jehovah. O Shua, Vavo, Kola Hagoyim, Mia Saviva, Ve Nika Batso, Shamma, Ha Nechata Yahuwah, Giboreka. Hurry and come, O Shua, Wavoua. All you surrounding nations, Gentiles, call Hagoyim, and gather yourselves together, Miasabib. Cause your mighty ones to come down, Tizazeya, O Jehovah, where Nikabatsu Shama, Ha Nechat Yahuwah, Giboreka. Verse 12, KJV, full of verse. Let make the heathen, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen, the Gentiles, the Goyim, the international community, the nations round about. Ye'oru ve'ya elu ha'goyim el emeka Jehoshaphat ki sham eshev lishpota. Et kol ha'goyim miyas aviv. Make the nations arouse themselves. Ye oru we ya'elu ha'goyim. And come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat and Aliyah to the valley of Jehoshaphat. We ya'elu ha'goyim el emeka Jehoshaphat. For they ki sham. For Zeya ki sham will I sit Esheb to judge Lishpot all the surrounding nations. Et kol ha'goyim miyasaviv. Ye oroa wea ya illua ha'goyim el emeka Yehoshaphat. Ki sham Esheb Lishpot. Et kol ha'goyim miyasaviv. But there's no valley named Yehoshaphat. There's no valley named Jehoshaphat. What then is meant by
the valley of Jehoshaphat. What then is meant by Amek Jehoshaphat? What is meant by Amek Jehoshaphat? The valley of Jehoshaphat. It is the valley in which Yahweh, the Lord, he who be, Shaphat, will make decisions, Shaphat, concerning all, call Hagoyi, all the nations, all the Gentiles, international community. So it is described in the verse, even the verse from Euel, Joel, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of Jehovah is near in the valley of decision. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charutza, ki karov, yom Yahuwah, be'aymeka, he'charut. Hear. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charut. For the day of Jehovah is near. Ki karov, yom Yahuwah. In the valley of decision. Be'aymeka, he'charut. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charut. Ki karov, yom Yahuwah. Be'aymeka, he'charut. Here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 14. The himonim, the multitudes are not the multitudes of the living, but the multitudes of the dead. As is intimated in the verse, even the verse from Yeremiyahu, from Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 32 to 33a. Behold, a great storm shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth, the earthly plain, and the slain of Yahuwah of Jehovah shall be at that day from one end of the earth, of the earthly plain, even to the other end of the earth, the earthly plain. Thus, like this, after saying, there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. Hear, Joel chapter 3, verse 12. For there, ki sham eshev lishpot et kol hagoyim misabib. For there will I sit to judge. Ki sham eshev lishpot. All the nations round about. Et kol hagoyim misabib. Ha'el, ha'el. True good, true God, the power of the Almighty. Ha'el, ha'el. Declared even in Euel in Job. Job chapter, Hebraically chapter 4, verse 13. But here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 13. Put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Put in the sickle because the harvest is ripe. Shilchu magal ki vashal katsir bo ridu ki malagata heya shiku haya yikabi ki raba ra'atam. Full of verse. Put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow. For their wickedness, their ratchetness is great. Shilchu magal kia bashala atir bo ridu kia malagata haya shiku haya yikavi ki raba ra'atam. After that, he says, so shall ye all know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy, my Isla mountain. Hear. Joel chapter 3, verse 17. Hear. We are da item aki ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Shokein abil tziyon aharak adishia. We haita Yerushalayim akodesha. We zarim lo ya abru baha. Oda. Hear. Full of verse. So shall y'all know that I be he who be, we be your power, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, be set apart, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more. We da etem aki ani Yahuwah Elohekem Shokeina Bitzion Har Kadishi. We haita Yerushalayim Kodesha We Zarim Lo Ya'avru Baha Od. And when will he be known as the Lord God? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, is seen in the wine press in the Gat. And when shall he be known as Yahuwah Eloheinu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen in the Gat, in the wine press. When Ha'el Ha'el says, come, treji, trejol, for the wine press is full. Come ye, come y'all. Bo, ki, bo, ridu, come ye, come y'all. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. Bo, ridu, ki, mala'a, gat. Bo, come y'all, ridu, tread, trod. Ki, for mala'a, full, gat. The wine press, bo, ridu, ki, mala, gat. Hear, 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 Yoel, Ewell, KJV, King James Version, Joel chapter 3, verse 13. In the Hebrew, Joel chapter 4, verse 13. His triumph will be acknowledged, as is said even in the opening, the superscription of today, Psalm Yizmorchet, Psalm 8, La menatzeyach al hagitit, for him who triumphs, La menatzeyach, for the overcomer, La menatzeyach, for the menatzeyach, for him who triumphs at treading the wine press, al hagitit, at treading the gitit. The term gitit, it occurs four times in scripts, in the scriptures, and stands for four periods of the galut, the exile. Firstly, in Psalm 84, verse 1, Lamnatzeyach, for him who triumphs, upon al-hagitit, the gitit, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Second, for him who triumphs, Lamnatzeyach, upon al-hagitit, a psalm of Asaph, Psalm 81. And thirdly, the gat in the book of Eul, the book of Joel, where it reads, come, treji, trejol, bo'u, ridu, for the wine press, the gat is full. Ki, mala'a, gat. And fourthly, Psalm 8, hear, 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 Lamenatzeyach al hagitit, for him who triumphs, for the overcomer, for the menatzeyach, upon al hagitit, upon the gitit, Mizmor le David, a psalm, a chant, Isis of David, Isis of the well-beloved, Lamenatzeyach al hagitit. Mizmor le David, 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 le David.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. 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 Himself.
Overcome, no? Yeah, man.
Right at the end. No, 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 no. The genius again. Win.
To my God, they hurt our time. For my friend, I said they love me when we know them lying. I pray for the God to use for time, I know them crying. Babylon, I shoot the lung and them, I tell me a lie. I pray, cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend on cassava, that heart for fry. Now living on a whole year, that heart for try. Me ask my mama, eat steak and that heart for buy. So we shall overcome, shall overcome, must overcome, will, must overcome. They get the youth of money overgone. Me tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Turn a lock off the sound and lock me in an station. With music a full nation. I it alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we shall overcome.
Pray that, pray that.
From Bozrak with his garment dipped in blood. Say the tago red hot, red hot, red hot. Don't enjoy what's up, man. Yes, the tago red hot, red hot, red hot. Don't enjoy what's up, man. When Jack come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Say the tago red hot, red hot. Down in a Babylon. Yes, it's a go red hat, red hat, red hat. Down in a Babylon. With the trees from poor, I try to be every fruit before they open out the door. Gates and the sun of the tree before. Yeah, when Jack were born in a stable, the fellow grass had his hay lazy. With his garment tipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red hat, red hat, red hat. Don't enjoy what's up, man. Oh, it's a go red hat, red hat, red hat. Don't enjoy what's up, man. When Jack come from Jerusalem with his garment tipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red hat, red hat, red hat. Don't enjoy Babylon. And one shall be taken away. Yes, it's a go red hat, red hat, red hat, down in a